Hello and welcome to the Let's Talk podcast. We go on with our series on words. Today, we get to understand why is listening so hard. I remember in the last episode, we were trying to get to know why is it hard to listen to Let's Talk podcast. But I know for you, listener, perhaps you one of those loyal listeners to us, and that could not be a problem. But you have a problem in listening perhaps to other people and even in participating in conversations. Today we get into episode number 46, and I'm in the studio with Daisy Nyambura and Stanley Kabuka. And guys, karibuni sana. It's good to see you. How are you, Daisy?
I am fine.
Yeah.
I'm doing well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good to be here.
Ah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. How are you, Stanley Kabuka?
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, especially for this episode.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm also looking forward to this, and I hope to get a lot, and also through this become a better listener. Rather, you know, I get to understand why do we find it hard.
Mm.
Yeah, sure. And we didn't pray before starting this, so I think we can say a prayer. And Father, we thank you for this time. Lord, would you be with us even as we have this conversation? Help us, Lord, to receive that which we have not, to become that which you are not, and Lord, also to know that which we know not. In Jesus' name, we can give thanks.
Amen.
Amen. I'll start perhaps with the guest, Daisy. What would you say of listening? Why is it so hard? And is it hard for you? Perhaps you can start there. Yeah.
Yeah, it is hard for me.
Yeah.
If I say it is not, I am a liar.
And the truth is not in you.
And the truth is not in me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but listening is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
One, because people don't understand, or we don't understand what listening is,
mm-hmm.
or what listening means to the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Because we could say, and there's a common phrase we say, nakusikia,
nakupata.
Nakupata.
As the person asks you, unageta, unapata?
And you're not even there.
And you're not, oh my God. Okay, hypocrites. You know, Jesus is saying, you guys are worshipping me with your lips, but your hearts are far away.
Oh yeah.
Please go on, please.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're almost finding it hard to listen to you.
So that was a demonstration. But yeah, it's very hard.
Yeah.
Because to listen is to give someone attentive presence.
Mm.
It is not only to give your ear to them,
mm-hmm.
but to give your presence
mm-hmm.
wholly and intimately
yeah.
to what that person is saying.
Yeah, sure.
And it is hard for me, as I have said.
Mm.
And I would think the reason it's so hard to
mm-hmm.
listen
mm-hmm.
is because many times we think we are the only ones who have valuable things to say. But when
yeah.
we are on the receiving end,
mm.
we do not attach the same sense of value
mm-hmm.
to the person who is speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much for that, Daisy. Stanley Kabuka, what do you think? And do you find it hard to listen?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, I think some weeks ago, not weeks, some days ago, we had a conversation in class.
Yeah.
And, you know, someone was trying to say something, and before he finishes saying what he was saying,
mm-hmm.
I've really jumped in with my opinion. You know, I can't just bring myself to wait
yeah.
until he finishes what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And then I give my opinion.
Mm.
You know, he's talking about it and I'm like, no, you know.
You are wrong.
Yeah. Mm. And I haven't even listened to what he has had to say.
Mm.
And so it's a struggle also for me to be present,
mm-hmm.
To listen to the other person.
Mm-hmm.
I think what Daisy has shared is very helpful. Like, we think that, Maki, your point... You're not making the point, you know.
You're not getting the point.
You're not really getting the point.
Yeah.
Like, I have, you know.
I have the wisdom. Eh?
Yes, I have the wisdom.
There's a way I can package it.
Yeah.
Yes, I can do it better than you can.
Mm.
Yeah, and so I think looking at Philippians chapter 2,
mm-hmm.
where we ought to esteem others more than ourselves,
mm.
would help us also to listen to them.
Mm.
Just listen.
Mm-hmm.
Just listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. listen to them.
Yeah, I think I love that, you know. Daisy's love. But I think I think I love your bit, esteeming others better than yourself. When we do that, mm-hmm. when we do that, we listen to others.
Oh, yes.
We will listen to others. It's therefore an issue of humility.
Yeah.
I also find it hard to listen, and generally listening, be it on phone. I think this week I've been working on something such that when you call me,
mm-hmm.
I stop every other thing and just listen.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've been doing this week. And, you know, I realized in the previous times, somebody calls me. Of course, this was not maybe in my schedule to receive that call.
Yeah.
But it won't be really good for me to take part in this conversation and at the same time cooking ugali.
Yeah.
See that I have my phone here.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is, there is lack of attention there.
Yeah.
There's a lack of attention and lack of presence as well.
Yeah.
So I think we need to give ourselves full to these conversations and make listening part of the conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you are, yes, Daisy?
Yeah. I find another challenge
yeah.
in listening to people
yeah.
is because maybe we feel that their pace of speech or their pace of speaking does not match our own.
Mm.
Maybe they talk too fast
mm-hmm.
or they talk too slow.
Mm.
For the slow talker, if you're not a very faithful listener, what you do is you finish their sentences for them. Whereas it could be that is what they were going to say anyway, but you have stripped them of a certain sense of respect and honor. Because why would you finish someone's sentence?
Yeah.
And it is a personal struggle I have.
Mm-hmm.
Or why would you interject someone
mm-hmm.
to finish a point that they have conceived on their
mm-hmm.
own? Yeah, so I think that's also another challenge
mm-hmm.
when we feel that the other person is speaking too slow or if
mm-hmm.
he's speaking too fast, then
mm-hmm.
you just take your attention away from there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then I think also the reason why we find listening so hard is because we take relationships for granted and dismissing or rather not seriously taking the golden rule with the gravity that it deserves. Matthew chapter 7 verse 12, that treat one another as you love to be treated. Sometimes we not only, okay, there are times that we are there physically, we pretend to be listening, but truly we are not there. The truth of the matter is, that is a big injustice to whoever is speaking.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it won't feel good when it is revealed to you that as you're speaking, someone was just in their houses. Someone is in their houses, they're thinking about assignments and everything. So I think every time we fail to listen, we, don't treat the golden, or rather, not seriously take the golden rule, or rather you're saying that we are okay if you're treated that way, which wouldn't be true.
Mm-hmm.
We would want to be listened to, we want someone to hear us, and yeah. So for me, I think we're not really considering that. We're not taking that position and thinking on how it would be if we were those people listening, rather talking to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Dan.
I think correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I think also one of the reasons is that we listen to respond.
Oh goodness.
You just want to respond.
Hey,
you're not empathetic
sure.
to listen to this person's feelings, emotions, and how they are expressing themselves, to understand that and therefore respond well to it. One of the things that probably would apply so much in counseling would be active listening and inactive listening. Sometimes you really don't have to talk. Just be there and listen. Just be there and give a listening.
Yeah.
That is all. You don't have to talk to show that you're really present or that you care. Just listening intently to what they are saying and what they are not saying, what they are saying with their silence. I think it is important.
I think I'll agree with you, Stanley, 100%. I mean, it's because we want to respond. We don't listen to understand what they are saying. In most cases, I mean, if you sample these conversations, I was just telling Daisy about, I mean, how sometimes you receive a phone call, and as you talk on the phone, you're cooking ugali. The truth of the matter is you have not given your attention to this person.
Yeah.
Mark, are you mentioning me?
No, not mentioning you. I was talking about myself. All the things I've been trying to avoid this week. whatever Zoom meetings. I mean, let me hear from you guys. How do you participate in these Zoom meetings? Are we the kind of people? I know you guys are not there, but you can give, you know, your Zoom meeting at the same time you're scrolling WhatsApp status, checking WhatsApp. I said, what do you think about Daisy? Is it really good?
Yeah, I have fallen into that more times than I have the courage to expose myself. Because sometimes it is a church meeting. Or sometimes it's really a meeting that has been convened to deliberate on very important issues. But then you think, because you can hear the sound, you can hear the sound, right? You're there. But the honorable thing to do is to give your attention and to give your full presence to that meeting. And that applies in all our other conversations, because in today's world, our eyes are mostly fixed on our screens. And what you find is that two people went out for lunch or two people are having a conversation, but every five minutes, as if by law, they have to check their phones. They have to do something unnecessary with their screen. It's not honorable and it's not right. The other reason why it's so hard to listen is because we have too much to say. we really have too much to say. And I'm not sure it's wisdom.
In most cases, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not wisdom, because Proverbs chapter 17, I think from verse 27, tells us that a man of knowledge spares his words. A man of understanding is of a calm spirit. So which kind of a man are you who is trying to have something to say? Why do you always have something to say? It is directly against wisdom and knowledge that you should have so much to say. And I condemn myself first, though I condemn no one else.
Wow, Daisy, thank you so much. I mean, having too much to say. And even James, I think you mentioned a bit, James chapter 1, verse 19, we ought to be slow to speak. So that, we give others a room to listen. And also mentioning about, as you're talking about an honorable thing to do in a Zoom meeting, in a Google Meet, I think it's an issue of faithfulness.
Oh, yes.
It's because you've committed, by signing up for the meeting, you've committed that between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m., I'll be attending this church meeting, right? It's more, it's more of a, taking a responsibility. But when that time comes, you easily switch off. As a matter of fact, you can't, when asked what was the main agenda, what was being discussed, you can't really explain and give. So for me, I think it's a dangerous thing. So guys, what's the danger of this? I mean, the more we fail to listen, the more we become poor listeners in conversations. What does this mean? The more we are not present. What does this mean in the relationship with God? I love what Jesus would say. It was serious even for Jesus. That, you guys are just worshiping me with your lips and your hearts are far away. Many times Jesus would tell the Pharisee, you see the Bible saying, and Jesus saw what was in their hearts, and he told them, You say that Sabbath, you should do this. I mean, because Jesus could see their hearts and it was like, something's amiss here. These people just here physically. What's the danger of that?
Let me start with confessing my sins.
Yeah.
You have asked about Zoom meetings. I have online classes. How is it for me to just... I am on the meeting, but I'm not there.
Goodness,
I'm just doing something else. Sometimes you just have it there, and you're watching something different on this other side. I've been guilty. And also we have, in a local church, we have prayer meeting from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. And this Wednesday, so we pray for one another in tongues. So So, yeah, I'm finding it hard to laugh because it's making me also say, I'm guilty, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was really difficult for me to kind of listen to others as they were praying, because it was like just somewhere else.
Mm.
Yeah. So guilty as charged, and maybe to read Proverbs 13:3, it says, "Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin."
Oh my.
Yes. "Whoever guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips comes to ruin."
Yeah. Wow, I think quite detested as well. It's a period of confession. It's so sad. I'm almost saying I wish I knew when I was in school. I'm down with the classes. And most of the online classes, I wasn't there. I remember. Well, it was quite difficult, because not difficult still to attend, but I think to listen. There's a day, the lecturer called me a number of times. My name was there. I was attending the class, but I was not there. Yeah, so I think it's, I'm looking back, because it just seems that we entirely attended running classes, and apparently what happened there, I mean, parents had paid fees, there's one, the government had paid for fees, and there's also the gift of being in school, and all of that was kind of misused for me, and I'm looking back, and may God have mercy.
Mm.
Yeah, it's, I pray that God will help us, even for you, for dear listener, if you're a student. I believe most of our listeners are students. Take this only classes seriously. Listen. So if you can't attend, I mean, you can excuse yourself. I mean, sometimes it's difficult to attend. Instead of having your name there and not attending at all, it's more of cheating. Yeah. I hope I said it well.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I think we can share, how can we become good listeners? There's a question that I'd asked Stanley confessed. I asked about what's the danger of becoming poor listeners, rather than not listening. Yes, Daisy.
Yeah. The danger of this is that we take these bad manners to, or these same attitudes to the word of God, whether it is that we are studying the word or we are listening to the word, but we take this non-attentive attitude to scripture and to God's instruction, even when he impresses certain things in our hearts, because we are not receiving it with the value that it is due. We are not listening to a sermon on Sunday with a receptive and a broken heart.
I should leave the studio.
We're already correcting the preacher, and some of us are even saying meaningless sermons.
Wow, you imagine now you're in the pulpit.
We are even going ahead of the preacher to suggest things that he can add to the sermon. Why? Because we already do not value what people have to say, and consequentially, we are not going to value the word of God as it is supposed to be valued. And the other damage is relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And by relationships, I don't mean marital and romantic relationships only, but we are beings who relate. We relate a lot with different people wherever. We relate a lot. And so if you have not tuned your heart and your ear to be an active listener, you can quite miss out on so much, or you can fail to put value to your relationships, and that person will interpret it to be that, they don't value me, they think they are the only ones who usually have something to say. Mine does not mean as much as theirs does, and it translates on and on to our friends, to our marriages, to our children, to whoever God puts in our custody and stewardship.
Thank you, Daisy. I mean, I agree 100%. Poor listening can be a deal breaker in relationships. And starting the most important one, that's our relationship with God. And failing to listening to his word and what he says, then nothing can happen. I mean, there's no way we can relate with him. May God help us to become active listeners and just to grow. I think also for me, the danger of this will take us to a place where we take people for granted, or it can be the other way around. I mentioned taking people for granted as a reason of not listening to people.
Yeah.
But if we are good listeners, but at some point you don't listen to these people, you're going to take them for granted. If I've been listening to God's word, listening to what God tells me, then at some point I don't listen to God, at some point, as days follow months, I'm gonna take this relationship for granted. Told my relationship with God or with fellow people as a social being.
Mm.
And yeah, I'm gonna take it for granted, and as you put it, Daisy, the value will not be there anymore.
Mm.
Stand the danger?
I think the danger of not heeding to the words of God are
mm-hmm.
clearly outlined in sacred scripture
mm-hmm.
is that it leads to ruin.
Mm.
It leads to ruin of our lives.
Mm.
It leads to ruin of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that is actually the first relationship that we ought to
mm.
look to and to be diligent
mm-hmm.
and to be those who are quick to listen
mm.
to what he's saying and also practice it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stan. Even as you wind up, Daisy, I mean, how can we become better listeners now that we are all a work in progress? We are going through sanctification, and the goal is to be better today than we are yesterday, and to have a better tomorrow than we are today. And also, Paul will say that this is one thing. I forget all that I've achieved,
mm-hmm.
and I press on. So how can we press on to become better listeners for that good listener? And for that poor listener, what can be the practical tips in this journey? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
thank you.
Yeah, the first thing to do, of course, well, it's very practical. If you're in a conversation with someone, the moment they begin to speak or whether they do not speak, your full attention should be with that person.
Mm-hmm.
It should
yeah.
be with that person, and you have to train your mind that this person is speaking, I will
yeah.
not let my mind wander
mm-hmm.
away to
mm-hmm.
napika nini leo jioni. Sorry, to our non-Swahili speaking.
Yeah, listeners.
Listenership.
Mm-hmm.
It means, what am I going to cook today for dinner?
Mm.
So just training your mind to remain within a certain constraint,
mm-hmm.
constraint when you're having conversation with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Then secondly is to get out of the habit of
mm-hmm.
interjecting people,
mm-hmm.
no matter how politely. And
mm-hmm.
I know we can be very polite.
Mm-hmm.
Just to interject, just, just to add,
yeah.
and also, why are you also in the other person?
Yeah.
Their point is whole and
mm-hmm.
complete as it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let them finish.
Mm-hmm.
If you have your own,
mm-hmm.
you will get time for that. Because when we interject and interrupt people,
mm-hmm.
they lose their train of thought, as happened
yeah.
to Stanley earlier. They lose their train of thought.
Mm.
And if you do it too much,
mm.
they lose their sense of dignity.
Wow.
Yeah, so just no matter how polite
mm.
we can be, let us try to reduce
mm.
how much and how frequently
mm.
we interject a person when they're speaking.
Wow. Interjection, you've got to reduce that, to minimize that as much as you can. To be there 100%, to listen to them. Someone started speaking, hey, give them room to speak. Yeah, so that they don't lose their dignity. Yeah, especially their poker dignity. I think it's Stan?
I think I would say pray about it.
Mm.
Just take it to the Lord in prayer.
Mm.
Yeah, take it to the Lord in prayer. Pray about it. Say, Lord, I
mm-hmm.
have this problem. I struggle with this.
Yeah.
Kindly, please help me.
Mm.
Yeah. Help me with this.
Mm-hmm.
And also digging deep into God's word,
mm.
renewing our minds.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, thank you so much. I think I'll agree to Stan also. I think before you get into a conversation, always look forward to it. Always look forward to a conversation. If you're meeting somebody, look for prepare to listen.
Mm.
Go there. I'm going to listen. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially, you know, perhaps you're meeting someone for a date. Go there with this is laughing. But as I mean, just look forward to listening instead of going to. Sometimes people just need you to listen. And yet we wait for them to finish so that you can pour our wisdom. Yeah. Then also, especially on someone, to prepare, one of the ways of preparing to listen is by have an overview of what you expect the preacher to preach tomorrow. Take a good sleep. I mean, just prepare for that Sunday service. So that when you get to the sermon, you don't start wandering everywhere or even dozing off. Yeah. So looking forward to conversations. Yeah. If you are, the conversations which are going to come up impromptu, you may not see them coming. Mm-hmm. So I think it's also important to be prepared. As Paul would tell Timothy, to be prepared in and out of the season in terms of evangelizing. For me, I think we should be prepared in and out of the season to listen to people.
Mm.
Yeah. Yes, Dan?
And I think also we should know scripture calls us to honor one another.
Yeah.
And I think in listening to them, we are honoring them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Honor one another. And I love the one another spirit. That's so clean in scripture. Honor one another. Love one another.
Mm-hmm.
Lay, you know, take, carries each and one another's burdens. And yeah. So may God help us even as we look forward to this. Parting shot, Daisy?
I will say, listening is never in vain. And when scripture says that the man who guards his mouth spares or preserves his life, is because, one, you gain a lot of wisdom by listening to people. And if you train your ear to listen, even to children, even to people whom maybe society for its fallen state does not uphold, you always learn so much more than if you had spoken. The second thing, or the second advantage of listening, is that you train your heart to discern people. From how a person speaks, if you're a listener, you could immediately tell the heart of a man by his first sentence, his first word, his style of speaking. Is he a grumbler? Is he a mumbler? Is this person bitter?
Clear. Straightforward.
Yeah. Is this person self-obsessed? So
Me.
Yes.
Me, myself.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just realizing how a poor listener I'm becoming. I'm interjecting.
Anyway. But God is working on us. You train your ear to listen long enough, and you begin to discern people very quickly. And it preserves you, because now that you were the one listening, you didn't get to expose yourself, or you did not speak fully, because when the other person spoke fully, it spared you the opportunity to be the first one to speak fully. Yeah.
Kabuka, parting shot?
I think I'd say pray about it. And read God's word. You are not listening.
Okay.
Yes. Just pray about it. Tell God your struggles. And digging deep into God's word and delighting in it. It will help you to know how to respond, to listen to other people, and so honor them.
Thank you guys for joining us today. Thank you, dear listener. I hope you listen to this episode and even other episodes, and be present while listening to Let's Talk podcast and any other thing that you listen to. Until next time, we say bye.